Exercise 3. Listen.
Paul and Steve have always been close friends. They were as thick as thieves, and when they found themselves wives, their families started to share a big house. They lived in harmony until Steve's children were born. The kids started to get on Paul's nerves, as the noise they made really drove him mad. When one day Paul asked Steve to do something about it, he heard that he was tactless, just a bull in a china shop. Next time, when the noise was unbearable, Paul really got angry and showed his teeth. Then he heard that he must be out of his mind, and that he would understand the situation if he had his own kids. That was enough for Paul. He and his wife couldn't have children, so with this remark, Steve hit below the belt. Paul felt betrayed. He lost his tongue and realized his best friend had turned out to be a snake in the grass. Although it made him sad, he managed to keep his chin up. Paul didn't lose his temper and calmly approached Steve, saying it was high time for them to go their own ways.
Exercise 3. Listen.
When Joe and Susan got married, they were very poor. Joe was the only wage earner in the family, and they had to think how they would make a living. They decided to start their own business, but it wasn't easy to find someone who would like to put money into it. Thus, they planned to tighten the belt and save some money to open a greengrocer's. Susan's father warned them that it was a falling market in their area, as there were already four greengrocers in the neighbourhood. But they wanted to take a chance. After some time, when their business started to run at a profit, Sue's father wanted to participate, and he became a sleeping partner. Later, Joe's brother wanted to join them, and they were just about to close the deal when Sue found out that he was known for his sharp practices, and the plan didn't work out. Sue and Joe were doing fine, and they made a lot of money. But after 2 years, things got worse. There was a terrible drought in the country, and the prices of vegetables and fruit rose drastically. They knew they were going bankrupt. Their finances were in a really bad shape, and a takeover by a bigger company was just a matter of time.